start again. So here's a picture of some of those stainless steel canisters that I was talking about. So these guys then operate with a high vacuum on the inside. You use a control valve here to regulate the amount of air that's coming in so that you can collect a volume of air over a certain period. And the FUMA is indicating that these are highly electropolished on the inside, so that if we've got gases like volatile organic compounds, they won't stick to that stainless steel surface. The key is that you must know the characteristics of these things to see whether they fit. So FUMA stainless steel containers are fine for most gases, but not for sulfur-containing gases. Plastic bags, there are certain sort of polymer, the Tedlar ones, that are very appropriate for collecting most standard gases in the atmosphere. These bags then, rather than use a vacuum to fill the bags, we actually use a diaphragm pump. And then your diaphragm pump, you have to think about. It's going to have to be made from Teflon or something like that, that again won't interact with the air. So you can routinely get down to part per billion levels for volatile organic compounds using FUMA containers, and you'll get to maybe 10 ppb or so with the Tedlar bags. You can also get gear that reads out directly in terms of air sampling devices. As an example here, sulfur dioxide then, we can use ultraviolet spectroscopy. Now, from first year, anybody remember anything about ultraviolet? Which part of the electromagnetic spectrum is it at? Yeah. Yeah, but which end? Long wavelength? Short wavelength? Short wavelength. Yeah, the short wavelength radiation is what we're talking about there. In terms of spectroscopy, don't think on any, well, Solly, I don't know what you know, the others I don't think we've covered. What sort of spectroscopy would ultraviolet be? Would it be absorption or emission, electronic, vibrational, or other? Yeah? Electronic? Yeah, I was giving you plenty of options. Electronic, vibrational, or other? Yeah, it's good. Everybody's got stuff to learn. That's good. It's electronic. So that's where we're going, is by the end of the next section on spectroscopic techniques, you will all be able to go, well, infrared is vibrational, ultraviolet is electronic, fluorescence is electronic. The difference between fluorescence and UV is that one of them's emission, and the fluorescence, and the other one's absorption. So I definitely need you to know the mechanics of how these methods work. So in this case then, what we're doing is we're passing gas through a cell on the inside of the instrument. There's a light beam shined through it into the UV region, and the absorption of light then is then checked against an internal calibration curve, and you read out directly on the gauge here the number of parts per billion of sulfur dioxide. Now, because SO2 is one of those pollutants that we find in the urban environment, this is then a direct reading instrument that the EPA, for instance, would mount in some sort of appropriate spot. There are pros and cons with all of these things. These guys here then, you're thinking carefully about the characteristics of your container, and if you do, you can often get down to very low levels by sampling a big volume of air. And these guys here, because these are real-time readings, you often don't have such a big volume on the inside that's being measured. So these ones then, the advantage is you've got good temporal resolution, but often you've got a much